This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Peltev. Troops have surrounded Tunisia's parliament and blocked its speaker from entering after the president suspended the country's legislature and fired the prime minister. President Kais Saied's decision late on Sunday night followed violent nationwide protests over the country's economic troubles and coronavirus crisis. Protesters celebrated the president's actions, but his critics accused him of a power grab that threatens Tunisia's young democracy. Chief among them was the parliament speaker. Ennahda party leader Rached Hanouchi tried to enter parliament overnight, but police and military forces guarding the site stopped him. He called the president's move, quote, a coup against the Constitution and the revolution. A senior U.S. diplomat has called on China to look beyond differences and work with the United States on difficult global issues. Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman says issues such as climate and the COVID-19 pandemic are necessary to address as a responsible global power. Sherman was responding to Chinese Deputy Foreign Minister Xi Feng. She told her in a meeting Monday that China wants to shelve differences while seeking common ground. Sherman said in a phone interview shortly after the successive meetings that, quote, there are some things that rise above specific differences that are the global responsibility of great powers. More women and children were killed and wounded in Afghanistan in the first half of 2021 than in the first 6 months of any year since the United Nations began systematically keeping count in 2009. That according to a UN report on Monday. You can read the full story on voanews.com. This is VOA.